Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Wretched of Muirwood by Jeff Wheeler, performed by Kate Rudd. To Jenna. There is a difference between a wretched and an orphan. An orphan is literally a child whose parents are dead. It is a pitiable state, to be sure. But the child still knows, by means of relations or guardians, who their parents were and what gifts they have inherited. The necessary rites can, or already have been, performed for them, binding them through the medium to their ancestral forebears and the consequences appertaining to them. A wretched is like an orphan. They have no family, no relations, no one willing to own them or care for them. Their parents may be alive or dead. They are often born in secret, with no one aware of their coming into this second life, except for the unlucky souls who find them abandoned on abbey steps in the dark of the night. After laboring and searching the most ancient references, I have thus concluded that the original meaning of the word is this: a wretched is someone deserving pity. And by this definition, I say that those children found in this state are appropriately named. Cuthbert Renaudin of Billerbeck Abbey. Chapter 1. Cemetery Rings. Leah lived in the Aldermaston's kitchen at Muirwood Abbey. More than anything else in the world, she craved learning how to read, but she had no family to afford such a privilege, no one willing to teach her the secrets, and no hope of it ever happening because she was a wretched. 9 years before, someone had abandoned her at the abbey gate, and that should have put an end to her ambitions, only it did not. One cannot live in a sweet-scented kitchen without hungering after pumpkin loaves, spicy apple soup, and tarts with glaze, and one could not live at Muirwood Abbey without longing to learn the wisest of crafts: reading and engraving. Thunder boomed above Muirwood Abbey, and water drenched the already muddy grounds. Leah's companion, Soa, slept next to her in the loft, but the thunder and the sharp stabs of lightning did not wake her, nor did the voices murmuring from the kitchen below as the Aldermaston spoke to Pasqua.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?